Dr. Sabikterian, office note on patient Jessica Walden, date of birth 1/22/1991, date of service 5/14/2025. Per paragraph, the patient is 34-year-old, African American female, who presents to my office for opinion on her blood pressure. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, gestational hypertension after her second child in 2023, after which she continued to have hypertension. She was maintained on 3 medications, amlodipine, hydrochlorothiazide, labetalol, but she was not taking consistently any of those for the last 2 weeks. Next, migraine, headaches, next, anxiety, next, obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, but she has not been compliant with CPAP over the last few weeks. She was diagnosed in 2024. Paragraph, past surgical history includes C-section. Paragraph, allergies, non-drug allergies. Paragraph, social history, patient is single, has 2 kids, no smoking. She had drinks occasional alcohol, no drug use. She is a professor at Texas Southern and also is a private provider as a psychologist. Paragraph, family history, father was quadriplegic, died from complications of UTI, mother has hypertension. Paragraph, review of system reveals frequent headaches, frontal left-sided, throbbing in nature with light sensitivity, blurred vision. She takes ibuprofen an average 800 mg twice a week to alleviate the pains. She wakes up tired with increasing tiredness during the day, nighttime snoring period. She has atypical chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. She does suffer from constipation. She has 1 bowel movement every once a week. Then has any melena, no nocturia. She has no urinary symptoms. She has regular periods. No leg swelling or other systems reviewed and are negative. Immunization, she received 1 shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Paragraph. On physical examination, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anterior sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, mosh, oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate, rhythm, normal sinus 2, no murmur heard, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles, obvious heart, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity, extremities, there is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no red. Neuro exam is not focal. Investigation is not available to me on this time. Your paragraph assessment on plan 1. Hypertension. We are going to resume her amlodipine at 5 mg at bedtime. We are going to put her on supportive supplement as well. And we'll screen her for a genetic testing to rule out any monogenic cause of hypertension. Patient was encouraged to be compliant with her CPAP. Next diagnosis, obstructive sleep apnea, can be contributing to her hypertension. Patient will revisit and start using her CPAP machine. Next, migraine headaches. Patient will be placed on supportive supplements and dietary changes to prevent. She was advised not to take too much ibuprofen because of nephrotoxicity and gastric toxicity, period. Next diagnosis, anxiety disorder, apparently stable. Pure paragraph, patient is going to see me back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup or if need be, I'll report. Thanks.